heaven is a terrific evangelistic subject when we portray heaven as the Bible portrays it. And it's horrific if we portray it as what the devil has lied about and portrayed it as. And think of his vested interest in this, because if he can make people think that heaven is this dull, drab, tedious, boring place that nobody would want to go, then the appeal of the gospel of going to heaven instead of to hell is completely undermined. I mean, you know, think of the average Christian who is told, well, you should share your faith with other people. Right, so I should share my faith with other people so that they too, one day, when they die, could go to this dreadful, tedious, boring, eternally dull place. Well, see, he's got us. You know, I mean, what's the incentive? What's the motivation? I mean, really, the hell that many Christians believe, I mean, the heaven that many Christians believe in is actually closer to a hell in terms of something that they dread. And I had a pastor one time tell me how he dreaded the thought of heaven because of eternal boredom. But then when you look at it, if you portray it as the Bible does, I've had terrific evangelistic conversations with unbelievers and through my heaven books and a booklet that's evangelistic that talks about this exciting physical place of a redeemed world with redeemed people in redeemed relationships without sin, without curse, without death, where people are creative and imaginative and music is referred to, and there's every reason to believe that all other art forms, if music and then this talked about scrolls that have been written, not only the Word of God, but scrolls that God has written. So clearly there's something written in heaven. There's something to be read in heaven. Why would people not read and write and walk and talk along with playing musical instruments and singing and other things that are specifically depicted? People are wearing clothes. There is people of every tribe and nation and language. This not people who used to be of every tribe and nation and language. People who are of every tribe and nation and language. And the end of Revelation 21 says, the kings of the nations of the earth shall bring their treasures into the New Jerusalem, presumably as tribute to Christ, the King of Kings. There is culture, then, we're told explicitly. There are nations, and they have things they produce. There is culture on the new earth. And this will be all the best that we see in this world with none of the worst, and that is a place to look forward to. Scientific discovery, sports. I mean, who created the human body? Who created the ability to run, the desire to run? You know, Eric Little, the Olympian from Chariots of Fire, you know, God made me fast, and when I run, I feel his pleasure. That's a very godly spiritual attitude. Will there be sports on the new earth? Why would there not be? Did Satan make these bodies and design them and design us to be able to run? No, that's from God. And I think if unbelievers have that picture of this world, all of it derivative, all of its goodness derivative of God himself. God is the center. God is the focus of what heaven is about, what the new earth is about for all eternity, and that's the God of all holiness and goodness that you're separated from through your sins, and that's the God that you need to know, not only for his eternal glory, certainly that, and most importantly that, but also for your eternal good.